my great friend, Sean Shaban Osborne. Shaban is a dear friend from Florida, and he's been on the show forever. He's our Bucks insider. He's on JoeBucksFan.com. He does a killer radio show podcast for Buccaneer fans. He's insane, and he's been on his show many times, and he's completely nuts. I have to say, Shaban, I want to start with, just so we can start off on the right foot, I was telling Carver High and Mafia about your imitation of TR when, you know, like you were doing it on the show the other week when I was on with you, and I was laughing so hard I couldn't even do the show. Do some of your impressions of my dad when dealing with us when we were, let's just say, drugged up, high, drunk, stealing cars, faking license plates. Listen, here we go.
Scott, listen, I'm calling you. This TR from the great beyond. Look, I'm looking for Roscoe up here, or what was it, Rufus, the character you were talking about in the street somewhere. Look, I can't deal with you and your derelict friend. I need to get a tooth worked on. Is there anybody in the Sarasota area that I can possibly get maybe a crown filling? I've got a hideous stench. What's up, Pharrell? How are you, buddy?
Remember, when, has he been changing, has he been changing license plates?
Oh, my God. You're an old-timer. Your dad was an old-timer, man. How are you, my friend?
Remember, he'd call up, Sean, where's Scott? Is, what has he done
Jesus.
Now?
I had to play. I basically was your PR guy for about 3 years. Listen. I just talked to the boy Wonder. He went out west, and we haven't heard from him in a fortnight.
What was the deal? What was the deal he did for the car with you? Do that one.
Well, it was... that's the story. You left a beautiful 89 Chevy Celebrity made by the fine folks with only one headlight smashed out due to... Well, we won't get into how that happened. It was both of our faults. So the car sat for about a year, and he calls and says, Sean, we're going to need to move that Celebrity. You got a buyer lined up. I said, Tom, I don't have anybody. What am I, moving cars down here? He goes, that what? Could you maybe make an offer on it? I go, I'll give you $600. He goes, he's kind of a lowball to me there, son. Let me get the blue book, and I'll be back with you. So we settled on it. I bought it. It's a great car, man. Why don't they still make this? I'm waiting for the 2019 Celebrity
hey,
to come
so
out.
So tell me about how long before Jameis Winston loses his job?
Well, the Celebrity will start running again before they get the extension on him. I'll tell you what, Pharrell, they bring in Bruce Arians. He worked 6 months and grinded out at the training camp. You think that there's a new, and there were some improvements on the field. I mean, the defense is playing a lot better. They come in against the San Francisco team. They allow under 300 yards, only one touchdown. The Devin White, their top draft pick at six tackles. He looked great as in middle linebacker. Hargrove, the defensive back, he picks one, takes one to the house. He's the guy sitting under the contract. So the defense looks great. Ronald Jones, the guy last year, second-round bust, he blows up for Alfred, goes close to 100 yards. All of a sudden, they have a running game. All of a sudden, they have a defense. They're playing a San Francisco team that did not win a road game all year. The first time in 25 years that they played a game-time temperature of 90 degrees. The pickings were ripe. And Jameis goes, Jameis, he throws the ball, Pharrell, that you or I wouldn't throw to our kids in the backyard playing Nerf. He gives the game away with two and change to go. And I'll tell you what, man, it's Buccaneer country, and I'm right dead smack in the middle of it. You know, the ire is hot down here. And I hate to go all dramatic. You know, they got a quick turnaround tomorrow night in Carolina. They go 0-2, Pharrell. You know, Bruce Arians comes in here, and everybody wants to put a time stamp on how long he's going to coach in the NFL. He sets out 0-2. All of a sudden, it's a rebuilding package. He might be – It could get ugly fast, is what I'm saying. If they have quarterback problems, and they'll start tomorrow another game like that, and this is a tailspin. Blaine Gabbert, they bring in as a backup. He's done for at least half the season. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow night. He's got to turn it around. You know, I had you on my show 2 weeks ago, and you said he just needs to win games. I couldn't concur more, man. He's got 21 career wins going into his fifth season. He's looking for $30 million. Are you kidding me? Yeah, he's overthrowing, underthrowing guys. Still, he's made progress. And I've gone into the season open-minded. I said, I will deal with this guy. I forget all past sins.
But Ben Terrell, he comes out there, a first-year quarterback, who makes the two throws that he did. He threw one right into Quan Alexander's hand. He dropped it, too.
Do you – let me ask you. He threw three picks, and he got sacked three times. How does he do in like, you know, let's say if you remember the last couple of years against Carolina and Cam Newton, how does he play in the division against them?
Well, he's getting beat up. I mean, let's face it, they've had a horrific offensive line, and the offensive line even gave some protection for on Sunday. All the improvements that this team has gone into, and to be honest, they didn't put any money into that offensive line. They put no money into the running back position. So it's almost like they kind of torpedoed this guy to fail. Yet all those things stepped up, and he went backwards. So, Carolina and Cam Newton. Cam Newton's been a career highlight reel out of just bashing this team. And sure, he had a little bit of a slow start last week, but he's got some more toys to play with. He's got McCaffrey. And don't forget now, Gerald McCoy, who leaves his career in Tampa Bay, now on the other side of the ball. You know, he wants to stick it to the Buccaneers. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow night. 5-day turnaround, man. It couldn't have got off. They can write the ship of the wind tomorrow night, but I wouldn't put a penny on it.
What is the war between Sapp and McCoy? That's gotten ugly.
Well, you know, poor Gerald McCoy comes in here, an inside lineman, and there was only one Warren Sapp girl. Let's face it, for an inside lineman to have those kind of numbers, that'll never happen again, and not in Tampa Bay. So everybody wants him to be Warren Sapp. Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, Warren Sapp is a Hall of Fame guy. Sure, he does off-field shenanigans. They love him. And that's what we're getting now with Ndamukong Suh. He's a nasty guy stepping on guys, body parts and stuff. I'm telling you, the Buccaneer fans can hang their hat on one thing. Even when they're horrible, they've got some nasty guys on defense. We saw a little bit of that last Sunday against a San Francisco team. I mean, that team was just so teed up for just a home run blast them out of the park. And to let them beat us, let them beat the Buccaneers. Yeah, I tell you what, man, I was at a Buccaneer viewing party after a little engagement before halftime. And let's say there was some remote control smashed, TVs kicked in, meet the new Bucs, same as the old Bucs. I mean, very frustrated fans are in Tampa, but a winner tomorrow night in Carolina in front of a national audience will quell some of that. But, you know, here's a guy, he's got a $21 million option that the Buccaneers picked up for Al. And I can't see. You know, these Blazers, these owners, they're not stupid. They're not going to pay another $21 million franchise. About $42 million look-see. Come on. It's not going to happen.
Let me ask you. I got 1 minute, respectfully, 60 seconds. I got to ask you, on another note, last year that Lightning team was so great, and they kicked everyone's ass, and the egg they laid in the Stanley Cup playoffs, how do they ever recover from that?
I don't know. Well, you know, you become jaded. I know you love your Pittsburgh team and everything, but I become jaded to losses and stuff. That loss hurt me. I got to go back to the 84 Cubs. That's not bad. It just kicked you in the teeth. That, to me, that could be a franchise killer. And if Cooper wasn't re-signed to a deal, I'd have fired him right there on the spot. There's no way you could hand me. They had no defense. How do they win 62 games with no defense, bro? You know hockey better than anybody, man. I mean, they just fell asleep in the postseason. And if they don't recover from that, that could be a franchise killer to set them back another 20 years.
So let me ask you lastly. I got 30 seconds. Are you taking the Bucs tomorrow night to actually win that game in Charlotte?
What's the current line on it? Give me a line on it.
Seven.
I need a line on that.
Seven.
Look, I'm looking at maybe slip some money into a PayPal account up here. A dime on that. I got another site to beat the boy wonder called TR Beats the Man.
All right, listen. Shavin,
with a 20-foot pole.
All right, great stuff, brother. Enjoy the Buccaneers-Panther game. Thanks for coming on the bench.
You got it, bro. You're the man.
All right, we'll have Sean on throughout the season, see how famous Jameis is doing in the Buccaneers. He covers Tampa Bay for us from down in the Gulf Coast on a bench.